Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Chagiga, Perik Beis, Mishnah Hei. Neutlin, it's enough to wash with Yadayim your hands. You can wash your hands with a keli and a revius of mayim, lachulin. If you're about to eat chulin bread, that means it's not truma, it's not hegdish, plain challah bread. And not only that, v'la meiser, or you're about to eat meiser sheni, which is eaten in Yerushalayim, even though that has more kiddusha, it's enough just to wash your hands. V'la truma, or if you want to touch truma, you can also wash your hands, just wash your hands, although, when it comes to truma, there are really two more chumras over here. In two ways, truma is more strict than meiser sheni or chulin. You don't have to wash your hands if you just want to touch meiser sheni, or you want to touch chulin. You have to wash your hands if you want to eat chulin, or meiser sheni. When it comes to truma, even if you just want to touch it, move it from one place to the other, you have to wash your hands. And also when it comes to truma, it's not just for bread of truma, it's even for pei rice of truma. But besides those two chilukim, chulin, again chulin means it's just plain challah, meiser sheni challah or truma, all have the same din, you just have to wash your hands. However, zok temish tevayte v'la kaidesh, if you want to touch kaidesh, whether it's kachay kadeshim, like a carbon oilo or a chatas or an asham, or even Kaddishim Kalim, the lesser level of Kaddish, but it's still Kaddish, like a Taida or a Shlamim, it's not enough to wash your hands. Matbilin, you have to dip your hands, just your hands, but you have to dip your hands into a kosher mikveh, into a mikveh that has 40 sav water. And that's if you know for sure your hands became Tameh, or even if you're not even sure, you just weren't careful about your hands. That's called Stam Yedai. So, the Mishnah Vayta Vila Chatas, if you want to touch with your hands Mei Chatas, that's the special water that was mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma to spray on people that are Tamei Meis. Here we're really strict. We say, Im Nitmu Yadav, if you know for a fact that your hands became Tamei, even though it only became Tamei Midrabanan, it's as if Nitma Gufa, your entire body became Tamei. And it's not enough just to toivel your hands. You have to completely immerse yourself in the mikvah. That's what the Mishnah means. Im Nitmu Yadav, it's as if Nitma Gufa, and he has to totally tivel himself. Okay, let's explain a few things over here. Min ha-Torah, a person never becomes tamei unless he touches an av ha-tumah. You touch an av ha-tumah, your whole guf becomes tamei. Also, min ha-Torah, there's no such a thing as part of a person becoming tamei. If you touch an av ha-tumah, then your whole body becomes a rishay l'tumah. Now, Chazal were guys are two things. Now, Chazal made a takana as follows. They said, if a person touches a rishay l'tumah, his hands become tamei. His hands become a sheni latuma, and they would be metame, kaidesh, and they would pass latuma, like any sheni latuma. That was the original takana. Shloim HaMelech and his bezin came, and they said, Stam Yadayim is a sheni latuma. Never mind if your hands touch a rishay latuma. If you weren't concentrating on your hands, are your hands tame? I don't know. Are they tar? I don't know. I wasn't concentrating. I don't remember touching anything tame. That's called Stam Yadayim. Your hands are a sheni latuma. That's because hands are always touching things, and they made that takana. But Shloim HaMelech only made that takana in regard to Kodesh, that if Stam Yadayim touches Kodesh, the Kodesh becomes Tameh. The Chachamim afterwards said, you know what, even for Truma, if you're not sure whether you washed your hands or not, or you touched something or not, and they touched Truma, the Truma becomes Pasul. That's one of the Yud Ches Dover, if you remember, from Masechtas Shabbos. Then they added more to this takana. They said, even for chulin, stam a piece of challah, a piece of bread, anything you make a hamoitzi on, even if it's plain bread, you have to wash your hands before it. So with this in mind, let's take a quick look again at our Mishnah. We said, Naitin liyadayim, you wash your hands if you're eating chulin, meiser, or truma. La chulin, ula meiser, la truma. Actually, to be accurate, if you're eating chulin or eating meiser sheini, and when it comes to truma, even if you're just touching the truma. We said there are two chumras by truma. One is even if you just touch it, and even if it's not challah or bread, even if it's just peiros. And this is true if your hands are tamei, or even if you're not even sure. You just don't know for a fact that they're tar. That's called stam yadayim. V'la kodesh matvilin, in regard to hegdish, if you want to eat parts of a carbon, you have to toivel your hands in a kosher mikveh. Not only the one hand that became tamei, but also both hands. That's another chumra when it comes to hegdish. And here, too, it's only if you're touching the hegdish. Lavdafki, if you're eating it. V'lachatas, and for mechatas, the water that was mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma, there was a chumrah, that even if you touched one hand with something that would be metame than hand, you have to toivel your whole guf. But that's only if you for sure touch something that's done. If it's tam yidaim, if you're not sure, then it's enough to be toivel, both of your hands, in a kosher mikvah.